You're watching Notepad, and I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. As the World Economic Forum continues on, the general theme that's happening over there is on sustainability and, of course, energy. One conversation that we can have for this evening is with Signify, formerly known as Philips Lighting. They are embarking on not just about the lighting industry, they are embarking on sustainability and, most importantly, the Internet of Things, or IoT. So joining me is the CEO of Signify ASEAN, Alok Ghosh. Did I pronounce that correct?
Almost.
Right. Okay, almost. Okay, Alok Ghosh. He will be joining me for a host of conversations. Let's talk a little bit about Signify itself, Alok. Maybe you can share a little bit about your company.
Sure. So first of all, thanks for having me here. We've been the world's favorite lighting brand for almost 130 years as Philips Lighting. A few years back, we realized that this whole industry is changing very fast. Uh-huh. In the past, it was all about conventional products and conventional technologies. But as we are moving into LED space, there was another thing which was happening, which, as we call it, that analog was becoming digital. And we realized that lighting can provide a lot more than just basic illumination. That's what Philips Lighting was known for. Mm. And we also realized that we can play a much bigger role in shaping the connected world and also eventually in the Internet of Things. And that's where we re-christened ourselves as Signify in order to, you know, kind of build the future that we would like to, not only in lighting but beyond illumination.
What would be some of the key challenges of you transitioning from just being a lighting company to this very mammoth of the task of being an IoT company?
Well, it's a very good question. So perhaps it'll be good to give some examples.
Yeah, sure. Yeah? Of course.
In the past, a decade back, a light used to be a light bulb or a light tube or an office lighting, which provides light, right? Now, as we move into a much more connected world where our consumers and end users would expect that everything which is used, whether it's in a domestic space or a commercial space, to give or provide more value, right? Now, the biggest challenge that we see are what I typically say, the three C's. So, of course, one is cost, the complexity, and the compatibility. Mm. It's only in the past few years that the cost of ownership of a smart device is making more sense. However, the complexity and the compatibility challenges still remains. Complexity because there are simply too many smart devices around us, and for a usual normal consumer or a customer, it's very difficult to configure that and make sense out of that. Then comes the compatibility part, where different smart devices use different technologies, different software, different firmware, and it is therefore very difficult to again make them work and sync as one. So these are some of the challenges that we see, whether it's in the, as I said, in the domestic space or in the commercial space, where we need to work much harder to understand what are the pain points of the adoption, and then how do we work together with like-minded industry players and make it much more easier and closer to the customer needs.
The needs of a customer ranges from country to country, let alone region to region. And being a company that is based in Europe, how do you see yourself trying to understand the needs and wants of those in ASEAN, those in Asia, those in Malaysia, for instance?
So I think that's something which comes with our heritage that, for instance, we've been in this region for almost 55 years. So yes, we are a European company, but we've always been a very global company. And you know, there's lots of R&D, manufacturing, which is happening in almost every part of the world. So for one, the products that we come up with are designed on the voice of a consumer of particular market segments or geographic segments. So yes, you're right, the needs change. And we are very much aware of that, and we are not developing products which are, you know, one size fits all, but making it much more specific to the local needs and tastes for that matter.
Okay, so for instance, Malaysia, what would be some of the trends that you notice that might be peculiar to this country and not seen in others?
So yeah, I mean, I can give you an example which is pretty much around this parts of Asia, that for instance, Asians like more brighter, more whiter light as compared to, let's say, Europeans who like more yellowish or warmer light.
Okay, and that's interesting.
That's interesting, right? Because that's probably got to do with the climate. So in a colder climate, they prefer something which feels warmer. Whereas in Asia, where it's relatively, you know, not that cold.
Searing.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. So cooler light is what they prefer. Mm. Now, this is just one aspect of that.
No, of course. That's the idea, right? To see the...
Exactly. Now, it's not only about just the lighting, for instance. You know, the look and feel, the form factor, the aesthetics, the ergonomics, everything, they're quite subtle, but differences between a country to country or a market to market.
So, do you consider Signify to be a B2B company or a B2C company?
Well, we are working in both the spaces. Of course, I think we are known more for our B2C products under Philips. Where do we see the major growth coming from is definitely in the B2B space. We were already quite strong in the B2B space. You know, there are millions of street lights and office lights and industrial lights that we've been always into this part of the segment. But where do we see this really growing is once these light points start talking to each other. And as I said, that once conventional becomes LED, digital analog becomes digital, and with a digital technology inside, they can really start transmitting data amongst themselves and therefore form the backbone of the IoT. And that's much more relevant in the public spaces, for example, where you know you have street lights which are communicating with each other, providing the right kind of information, the data analytics, you know, artificial intelligence, if you may, to not only just the end users, but also the people who are managing it. So things like asset tracking, things like access control, things like security control, traffic control, environmental monitoring, crime detection, these are all things which are very much possible with a little integration of a couple of other IoT devices, sensors, actuators, and making this really a simple smart city application.
Okay, we're going to deep dive into these kind of possible applications right after this break. Thanks for staying on with us. You're watching Notepad. I am with Alok Ghosh, the CEO of ASEAN for Signify, formerly known as Philips Lighting. We're talking about IoT and how the application can actually be seen and done, not just here, but around the world. Alok, you were talking about the possible application for IoT. And let's face it, right? There's the possibilities is actually enormous. When I went to the Consumer Electronic Showcase, CES, they were talking about V2X, Vehicle to Everything, where vehicles are no longer seen as transportation vehicles, but they are, or transportation devices, they're actually seen as agents to collect information that can be sent to the municipality, right, to the city council, and talk about, you know, either fixing potholes or addressing traffic locations or density of traffic congestions, and many other problems that might be seen, but that might not be seen before, but it's actually being seen today.
Absolutely.
The problem is in getting municipalities to understand this, and there's not many municipalities in the US, for instance, to actually adopt these kind of technology. And most of the authorities or regulatory bodies, they would rather, they understand the skill in this particular application, but they'd rather look and see first rather than be the first mover in this.
Yeah.
And when everybody has a wait and see attitude, nothing moves. So that is the congestion, if I may use the word, for applying the V2X IoT application. What would be some of the hurdles in this lighting industry of yours that you're going to be facing when applying or rolling out the IoT solutions for municipalities, for cities and towns and smart cities?
Sure. I think we've been a bit more fortunate in this case because, just to give you some numbers again, we already have more than 50 million connected light points around the world. A lot of them are in Malaysia and the parts of ASEAN that you see. Yes, there is always an initial apprehension when technologies are not yet tested and tried, when they don't clearly see the benefits coming out of that. I think that part of the journey is over. What is more important is now the choice between CAPEX and OPEX, right? Now, let's talk about, you know, a municipality or an SME. Obviously, they would like to be part of this connected world, get digitized and gain the benefits. But sometimes they do really have a challenge because they simply have not enough to invest into that. And I think that's where a few other things that we have to do, and we are very active on that, that we are even offering models which are based on zero CAPEX. So as you know that with LED, a lot of energy savings is anyways happening. And that gives a solid platform for the customer or the end user to say, okay, that makes sense. But then beyond LED, that's the part where they are still kind of a bit struggling with it. So we have come across a few models where we are actually doing lighting as a service. An example would be in Malaysia would be Nippon Sheet Glass in Johor. Where we are...
What glass?
Nippon Sheet Glass.
Nippon Sheet Glass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where we have recently renovated their entire industrial unit plant, where it's more of a long-term contract and a pay-by-savings model. And that makes a lot more sense to them. So we are working on various...
But that would diminish your, I guess, cash flow when you have these kind of contracts with your clients.
Well, in some ways, yes. Because
there's no somewhere, that's the only way.
No,
because you're not getting cash up front.
No, we so for the products we are. So it's again depending on the configuration that we do. So for the products we are, but on the other hand, we are also making sure that for the next many years, the energy savings and beyond energy savings, the operability, the interoperability of these lighting devices is assured to the customer. So there's a lot of assurance which is coming to that. And yes, in some ways, we are also moving into the services sector. And that therefore, we have to reinvent ourselves.
You see, trying to explain zero CAPEX models to potential clients, you're going to be bringing in not just the CEO or, you know, the chief engineer or, you know, you're going to be bringing in CFOs as well.
Absolutely.
Into the conversation.
Yes.
Doesn't this overcomplicate conversations and trying to, you know, seal the deal?
For progressive installations or brands, I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah?
Because nowadays, there are, we've come across many such, you know, forward-looking CFOs who are actually more interested in this kind of mechanism.
I would be interested in it, definitely, yeah.
Because it
I just don't get it why you would undermine your initial cash flow for the sake of your clients.
Because it brings in long-term benefits to both.
Yeah, you're looking at recurring income over a long period of time.
Exactly.
So what are we talking about, 10 years, 20 years?
Well, at this point of time, we have contracts running up to 10 years.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but that's how it is.
Residual income over 10 years with one client.
Yeah.
But of course, you lock them down now. It's like buying a car from some
In some ways, you can say that.
Yeah,
but
like
you see, the point here is that there will be always challenges whenever a new technology comes in.
Yeah, that's
the adoption.
Yeah.
And we believe very strongly that it's not our role to just create and have that technology, but make it viable, make it feasible. And that's what will help us to, you know, kind of gain more space in this new industry which is emerging.
So, I mean, without naming names, if you're not comfortable naming some of your clients, what would be some of the industries, at least, that are acceptable to the idea that that you're pushing right now? You think that there's no specific industry that is, appealing, find this particular model appealing?
Well, I would say that there is almost every industry which finds this interesting, and I can definitely give some examples. So I gave you already an example of street lighting.
Yeah.
So Melaka is an example here,
yeah,
where they've already installed 1,300 smart street lights,
yeah,
a couple of years back. The Menorah Tunnel here in Malaysia, again, the Plus Highways, they are all having smart lighting installed there. Many brands, in especially in the hospitality sector, hotels, shopping malls, and you would have seen, you know, this amazing facade lighting which happens, which is very dynamic and kind of tells stories around. They are all very interested in doing this. They see sense. They see what additional benefits they bring to it. So there is no particular industry, I would say, but it's actually
quite broad,
quite a broad, holistic application that's possible.
Fantastic. But we've got to take a short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit about sustainability with Signify. Thanks for staying on with us. We're with Signify, formerly known as Philips Lighting, here to discuss not just about IoT but also sustainability. The industry of solar is also a big deal to discuss. Horticulture as well. Much of these are sustainability programs that companies such as yourself, which has enough or enormous R&D firepower, so to speak, can actually spend so much money to see what's good for the market and roll it out. What's the program, or where do you guys stand in terms of providing sustainability solutions for your clients?
Thank you for asking the question. It's very close to our heart. So, sustainability for us is the core of everything that we do. To start off, this is third year in running that we are number one in the sustainability index, Dow Jones Sustainability Index, in the industry. At this point of time, almost 60-70% of our operations around the world, including ASEAN, is carbon neutral. We have committed that by 2020 we'll become 100% carbon neutral. We are also part of the 3% club. The reason, or the underlying philosophy behind this, is that yes, technically we have the largest installed base of electrified points in the world.
Mm.
And therefore, it's our moral responsibility to make sure that that gets changed into LED as soon as possible. So once it is changed into LED, it's already 60% energy saving. The next step beyond that is if it gets connected, and with smart programming and artificial intelligence then put together, it can save another 20%. So just to give you a little reference point, at this point of time, around 13-14% of the energy production of the world is consumed by lighting. We foresee that we can be one of the leaders or champions where we can bring it down to a level of 8% by 2025. Now, that difference is equivalent to a few thousand power plants, which would not be required, therefore. And that's a huge motivation for all of us at Signify, is that how we can accelerate that.
So you're looking at making thousands of power plants redundant. in such a dramatic timeline, we're saying 2025, surely this will spook your people in trying to make this happen.
So we are not saying that we want to
I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm saying this is a fantastic
redundant.
Idea.
We are saying that that power may be used for something
better.
Course,
yeah.
We are trying to drive up the efficiencies.
But how do you roll out such a dramatic campaign just in by 2025?
It's possible with the technologies that we already have. So as I mentioned, LED is already there. But there is something beyond that, and I'm just coming to that. So with from LED to connected. But on top of that, we are absolutely committed to renewables. So we have around the world a large portfolio of solar solutions, both for off-grid areas, which is the normal ones, and even for countries like Malaysia, where electric supply is not the problem. But we have solutions where one does not have to depend on electricity and therefore save some energy costs, whether it's again in the public space or in the home spaces.
Sorry, what do you mean by not relying on electricity?
So solar street lights, for instance. So street lights which have integrated.
So not rely on the solar grid. Electricity grid. You mean?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's flying because it kind of ties very well with the industry forward agenda, the whole renewables agenda of the country. That if there are ways to save, then why not?
So you're looking at making the data interactivity connected, but not necessarily the power source for it. That's
right.
What you're trying to build.
And the light, the illumination as well.
The illumination as well doesn't have to be dependent upon a grid.
Correct.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. This means that from top to bottom, your organization completely understands the need for this. What I'm trying to allude to is not just about the board of directors, but of course the owners as well. Philips is still a private company.
No, it's a public listed company.
It's a public listed company. Yeah. Okay, so we're looking at board of directors, managers, management across the various region, all the way down to the executors, to the people that you have in your organization. That's crazy.
We are committed to that.
What would be the problem then, moving forward?
So again, I think there are two stages we'll have to overcome. One is, of course, creating the awareness, especially if you look about renewables. There are still a large section which feels that I don't need it.
Okay.
And I think that awareness, that consciousness of that, you have to give something back to the earth. Mm. And that's, of course, it's developing, it's happening. Once that becomes a larger movement, it will help. The second part is the reliability of many of these solar solutions, for instance, where we do know that these are not easy technologies. This is not just putting together a panel and a piece of light.
Okay.
It has to be a lot more,
Right. That's my understanding.
The battery technology is much more important. The whole thing working together, the lifetime, those are things which are much more important. So we'll have to continue to invest into that.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is, there are many more examples.
Yeah,
where
of course.
We take.
But do you think that aggravating your B2C model, getting yourself to be a more direct-to-customer or direct-to-consumer approach would be a way to solve that awareness problem? Because B2B is a big deal for you guys, but maybe you need to, be a more consumer company.
No, so that's the part where we are already there.
Yeah.
So, still around 50% of our revenues comes from consumers, right?
Okay.
But to reach
retail,
out to billions of consumers, and we literally have billions of consumers, we have a very extensive and strong network of partners. So that's something which we already have access to. It's about how do we bring in not only just the product, but most importantly, the awareness and the intent that, hey, this does make sense. It will make my life a little bit better tomorrow and leave the world a little bit better tomorrow.
Fantastic. It's a great way to end this conversation. I've been speaking to Alok Ghosh, the CEO of Signify ASEAN. If you've missed any part of this interview, just head on to astrohourly.com. Look for Notepad. There are plenty of interviews like this. You can find there. You can watch these kind of interviews on your mobile devices. Just download the Astro Awani app wherever you get the application. And of course, you can listen to this interview on your podcast. Just search for Astro Awani wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, thanks very much for watching and goodbye.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.